This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is sending about 1,500 more troops to the Middle East amid heightened tensions with Iran. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
The president says another 1,500 Americans will head to the region.
We're going to be sending a relatively small number of troops.
It's part of a buildup that began after what the U.S. said was a threat from Iran, without giving either details or evidence. The Pentagon says the additional troops will focus on protecting those already there.
We do not see these forces as provocative.
Acting Assistant Defense Secretary Katie Wheelbarger echoing the president in downplaying the prospect of a conflict.
I don't think Iran wants to fight. And I certainly don't think they want to fight with us.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, President Trump declared a national emergency due to tensions with Iran and used a loophole in an arms control law to approve sales of $8 billion worth of military equipment to Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Jordan. The move goes around Congress, which normally has to approve such sales, and has angered members of both parties on Capitol Hill. Congress had blocked the sale of offensive military equipment to Saudi Arabia and the UAE because of the civilian death toll in the Saudi-led coalition's war in Yemen and the death of U.S.-based Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement Friday that U.S. allies in the Middle East needed the contracts to be completed to help deter Iran and that the circumvention of Congress would be a one-time event. This is not the first time the president and Congress have clashed over the separation of powers or U.S. Mideast policy. Earlier this year, the House and Senate voted to end U.S. support for the war in Yemen, but Trump vetoed the resolution. This is VOA News. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May announced her resignation Friday, plunging the country deeper into political chaos as it tries to negotiate an exit from the European Union. We get more from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Theresa May came to power in 2016 after Britain's vote to leave the European Union prompted the resignation of predecessor David Cameron. Just as Cameron had done 3 years ago, Theresa May walked out of the Prime Minister's residence at 10 Downing Street Friday to waiting cameras and announced her resignation, saying she bitterly regretted failing to deliver Brexit. Theresa May will still be in office for President Donald Trump's state visit to Britain at the beginning of June, likely to be her final act on the global political stage. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
President Donald Trump is headed to Japan for a 4-day state visit, heavy on ceremony and sports. But a senior White House official promised that there would be some substantive things to announce. A focus on photo opportunities rather than deal-making may be intentional on the part of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who has forged a close relationship with Trump. The president will attend a banquet with the new emperor, play golf with the prime minister, and view the ancient sport of sumo, awarding the Trump Cup to a champion wrestler. One of Abe's goals during their time together in Tokyo is to ensure that Trump is committed to attending next month's Group of 20 Leaders Summit that Japan will host in Osaka. Afghan officials say a bomb blast ripped its way through a crowded Kabul mosque during Friday prayers, killing a prominent pro-government cleric and another worshiper. The Interior Ministry and residents in the Afghan capital reported that Maulavi Samiullah Rayan, the slain cleric, was leading the afternoon prayers when the explosion occurred. At least 16 people were injured in the attack. Some of the injured were reported in critical condition. A blast in southwestern Pakistan killed at least 2 people and wounded more than a dozen others. Police said the explosion Friday in Quetta's Pashtunabad area damaged a mosque where local officials were offering Friday prayers, as well as nearby buildings. Quetta is the capital of the Baluchistan province. Earlier this month, the Baluchistan Liberation Army separatist group claimed responsibility for an attack on a luxury hotel near the port of Gwadar that left at least 8 people dead, including 4 hotel employees, a Pakistani Navy commando, and 3 attackers. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.